Hey, welcome to the Intentional Living Center. According to research, 56% of Americans lose some sleep when they think about retirement. And I don't know what keeps them awake, but I bet you it has to do with lack of planning or worries about health issues and so on. Maybe you're a little bit younger and you have some dreams for your future, for the retirement years. What are you doing to get there? What steps are you taking? I'd love to have you join in to be a part of the program with your comments at 888-888-1717 is that number. Okay, let's go to Oklahoma. Charlie, do you have an intentional retirement success story here for us today?
Hi, my name's Charlie. I live in middle Oklahoma. I'm 69 years old. I currently serve my American Legion post and District 4A of the American Legion as their chaplain. In the duties of a chaplain, we counsel. We're always available to counsel folks in the hospital and their families. We counsel for various reasons, and of course, we also are real interested in filling God's heaven with our veterans. That's a different kind of job. A lot of them are skeptical, but I've had a lot of success here locally. I'm just blessed to be serving the Lord here in my retirement. I stay busier now than I did when I worked.
That's good. Hey, listen, Charlie. I think that's a part of it. When we talk about having a dream, it doesn't have to be another job or some big huge thing, but what has God placed in your heart? What's something that's drawn you into these years? My brother Larry, who's older than I am, is not 100% retired from his mission work and the work he does with Youth Haven. He's still involved, but he's really had the years now or the time now to devote to his music. He plays the accordion, and he plays it very well. He plays all the keyboard instruments very well. And he's been using his talent in church and in community things and reaching people. I thought, wow, that's pretty cool. And you may not be interested in playing the accordion, but it may be working at one of the local nonprofits or in some way reaching out and doing something in a volunteer way to stay busy. All right, we're going to continue on. Let's go to Connie. Welcome to the program, Connie, from Michigan. How are you today?
Thank you. I'm fine, Dr. Randy. Fortunately, my husband was a good saver, and we were able to retire 2 years ago.
Good. Now, would you have not been such a good saver?
I myself was not.
So you backed off and trusted him through that, huh?
I did.
Did you have issues? Did you fight over it or disagree over it?
Oh, maybe once in a while, you know, it was like, gee, we could use that money this week.
Yeah.
You know? But, yeah, no.
All right, so he put a plan together, and you've been able to retire, and how's that going?
It's going really well. We sold our gigantic house and most of our possessions 2 years ago when we retired. A neighbor, it was just a God thing, our neighbor bought the house, and so we avoided the realty fees and all that goes with that. And he had plenty of time to move. She even stores some of our stuff for us there still. And we moved into our from a 4,600 square foot house to a 320 square foot fifth wheel RV toy hauler with our German Shepherds and our Yorkie, and we just set about traveling.
I hope you guys like each other.
You know what? We do like each other.
Yeah,
we have a minute or two here and there.
I guess so. 350 feet. You got what? You say three dogs?
We do. We have two German Shepherds, which are good sized dogs, a mother daughter pair, and a little Yorkie. And this is a toy hauler RV, so you know it's got sliding doors between the main living area and the garage, because that's where we have a motorcycle and it lives back there when we're not stationary somewhere. And that's kind of the dog.
So you're living it. You're living entirely, you're traveling and you're living in there. Do you have a spot that you stay most of the time or you're always on the move?
Well, for the first while we just traveled all the time. And this year we have come back to Michigan for the summer. We're helping friends of ours who have bought a farm, and so we're helping them renovate their home. And but next year we'll go to the Black Hills of South Dakota. We have a ministry out there that we like to go to and hang out with them and stuff. And so we bought a small RV lot in a resort in Brownsville, Texas, where we will winter 5 or 6 months of the year.
So what one thing would you share with, it sounds like it's a plan ahead and trust your husband to save a little bit early on so you can do this. But what have you guys learned in retrospect in terms of what younger couples should be thinking about?
Well, definitely they got to start saving early. He didn't start saving that early. He did. He was injured in a motorcycle accident and got a fairly reasonable settlement from that helped. And then when he hired into the corporation he worked at, that's when he really, really started saving because they had a company match and stuff. So anytime, I guess, that a company has that, which I'm not too sure how many have those anymore, but if they do, boy, take advantage of them.
Well, it's a really important point, Connie, because if you have a business or a company that will match, I mean, that's kind of like free money. And people, you should really stretch and be able to match that. That's an important thing. We do that with our employees, the staff that are part of our ministry. We want to help them prepare for the future. It's good stewardship, and we do a partial match to encourage them to prepare because a lot of younger people aren't thinking about that, so we want to get them started early. Okay, Connie, happy RVing to you. Be safe there on the road. We're talking about the retirement years. What's your dream? How have you planned for it? What would you say to others coming along? I like the fact that Connie says, hey, they go to places to minister. That's a powerful thing. I've been around some of the RVers who Hard Hats for Christ, I think, is one group. And there's another one, Rivix, I think there is, and some other groups where these couples go out and they serve and they just get involved in a nonprofit ministry. I know some of them come out to our Youth Haven Ranch ministry. And they help out and they do things around the grounds and do buildings and electrical things and help with the phone systems. And these men and women who've got talent, I mean, they've got years of experience and they can bring all that wisdom to a place of a nonprofit and a ministry and serve. I mean, boy, that's a great donation of time and talent, and it's a win-win for sure. Okay, quick break. We'll be back. More calls. This is Intentional Living.
It's time to take charge. No more surprises, no more confusion, no more negativity or isolation. It's time to take charge of your Facebook experience with Intentional Living.
And intentional is the key word here. On Intentional Living's Facebook page, you can connect with Dr. Randy and other listeners. Post your stories, comments, and questions. Keep up with the daily shows, topics, and guests. You know, stuff you can do intentionally so you can grow and know you're not alone. Click like at facebook.com/intentionalliving.
How do you confront unfaithfulness in a marriage? I am Dr. Randy Carlson with another Intentional Living Minute. You know, it's important to remember that unfaithfulness is something different than being unloving or unthoughtful. We tend to have those moments in marriage where we act in an unloving way or an unthoughtful way, maybe something that we say or we forget to put the toilet seat down or something that we know is important to our spouse. But faithfulness is foundational. You can't have a marriage without it. So can I encourage you to acknowledge the pain in your heart, the hurt that you're experiencing, but intentionally act with your head? Keep the ball in their court. Get help for yourself and give God an opportunity to move in your marriage. I have seen marriages completely restored after unfaithfulness because of God's intentional love. And when you do, that's intentional living.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com.
You know, the Intentional Living Center, what we do intentionally is to prepare a daily 1 minute. We call it the Intentional Living Minute. It's on video, goes on Facebook every day, Monday through Friday. It goes on the radio and goes online around the world. And if you would like to receive it in your daily news feed on Facebook, you can sign up and like our page. Go to facebook.com/intentionalliving. Well, you know, we're just coming through this very special time of remembering the independence of our country. Hope you had a great celebration on the July 4th. We are a blessed people. I want to thank those of you who've been standing with us and your support allow us the continued freedom to share this good news here and around the world. Thank you for your support of the ministry. And a lot of folks, who are retired continue to support, and we appreciate that. And you take us with you. Maybe you're traveling, and you can listen to our program anywhere online, anywhere you go. It's on wherever you get your podcast. We're there for you. So if you're RVing like Connie, we'll be there. Take your computer with you. The only thing I'd say, Connie, I was thinking 350 square feet, three dogs, and your husband. I don't think my wife is going to do that. I don't think my wife is going to do that. 350 square feet would be the first challenge. And then three dogs, let alone one little tiny terrier, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, we all have different lifestyles when we get to that. Retirement years, how do you use that time? What's been your dream? How are you getting there? 888-888-1717. Diane is in Georgia. Diane, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Brother Andy.
Appreciate it. You're retired, right?
Yes.
Okay. How'd you get there? What's been your dream, and how's it going?
My dream is to have married the most wonderful man God put on this earth. I've been totally blessed there. But we paid off our mortgage early in 7.5 years. Mm. But instead of spending that money, we put it into savings, 401s or investments, just as if we were still making a mortgage payment.
So after you paid it off, 7.5 years, you continued to just take that same amount and invest it.
Right.
Okay.
Because, you never know what's going to happen down the line. You know, an illness or God forbid, something happens to one or the other. And so that way we know that we're going to be taken care of, you know, because we don't go out and splurge a lot. We're homebodies, but we take that money, and people say, well, why don't you go enjoy yourself? Well, we are. We're enjoying ourselves by saving it because the husband, he's still working. He's got 3 more years, and then he's going to be retired. So we can enjoy ourselves then, and it's not like we don't enjoy ourselves now and the things that we do. It just doesn't cost a lot of money. So we take every extra penny and we put it towards retirement.
Well, that's a wise thing to do at this stage, Diane. You know, I was talking to a very wise person that I highly respect the other day, and he made the statement, in working with a lot of people who get to retirement age, he was surprised and aware of the fact that a lot of people don't finish strong. You know, they may have had a good life and done a lot of things, but they get to the end and they just kind of blow it. And not just financially, by the way, that's part of it. That could be part of it. And so when we think about getting to these retirement years, I think what can happen to people, and I've seen it, and with people that I've dealt with, is your life is so structured. You got kids, and then you got a job, and then the kids leave home, and then you're working. You got the grandkids, and all of a sudden you get to the retirement stage, and you move into this new stage, and you're so unprepared. It could be financially, emotionally, spiritually, and it's difficult. And for those of us as we're in the retire, I'm there. I'm at the point where I could retire if I wanted to. It could have a few years ago, and we're choosing to continue to use our time, talent to reach more people. We want to take this intentional living message. And, I get a kick out of saying, hey, some people today are boldly stepping out to live intentionally and their lives are going to be changed. And that keeps me going. But if you don't prepare for these years, whatever it is that God's leading you into, it's going to be easy. It's going to be easy to, to get sidetracked. Love to hear your thoughts on the air and on our comment line at 888-888-1717. Stephen is in Arizona. Stephen, welcome to the program.
Home, doctor.
Appreciate your call. What's up? Are you retired?
We never retire. That's the message. Never retire. My wife is 82 years young. I'm 62, entrepreneurs and ministry. And you never retire from the Lord. You let the Holy Spirit lead and guide you and teach you and direct you. and he'll create new visions for everyone who put their trust in the Lord.
So have you been going through stages in your life as far as different areas of service? Are you doing things differently today than you did 10 years ago, for instance?
Oh, absolutely. Well, my life changed totally. I came to the Lord in 1979 and had two marriages with two Jewish women, and both ended because of my faith in Yeshua. I made a vow not to get married, but Joyce and I got married May 25th, 2014, and my life has been transformed on every level.
Mm. And so are you still working, I mean, in a profession? Are you doing ministry, or what's your schedule like?
Both. We're not a 501c. I have a business called LASCO. I buy and sell surplus heating and air conditioning equipment around the country.
Oh.
I do very little business in Arizona, which is amazing, because contractors don't stock, and I sell in bulk. And then we have our Yeshua Messiah Ministries, which is full-time. We have shortwave radio going around the world, and we're doing conferences.
Oh.
So we are very, very busy. And we have a prayer line every Tuesday praying for Israel, the church, and the nations.
Huh. Well, good for you. Hey, listen, it sounds like your life is full, and I think that's a message. Because what happens is our life is very full when we're working, and then we get to retirement, and maybe it feels like it's empty because so much of the emphasis was on what we do and not building out the broader spectrum of what we can do. Okay, Steve, appreciate your call. Talking about retirement years today and how to use them wisely. And I agree with you, by the way, Steve. We don't find retirement in the Bible. I think we should continue to be busy about God's work, whatever it is. And maybe you slow down a lot, but you don't want to, give up on it for sure. Okay, let's go to Betty in Arizona. What's your intentional success story today in retirement?
Well, I worked for over 42 years in the legal field, and when I was 62 and a half, I decided my family was more important because my husband wasn't well, and I needed to take care of him. So instead of just retiring, and as the world sees retirement, it's not biblical. You know, you see these bumper stickers, I'm spending my children's inheritance, and, So what I did and what my husband and I did is, and he retired also, we help my daughter who owns her own business. We help my other daughter who has five children and was homeschooling. We raise puppies for Guide Dogs of the Desert that provides animals free of charge to people who are visually impaired. And then my 95-year-old aunt needed taken care of, and so she's living with us. So between that, I keep busy.
Yeah, sounds like it. That's great, Betty. Listen, I love it. You got a good balance there and a lot of activities and keeping busy. People say they're busier after they retire than before. Sounds like it's true. Take a quick break. We'll be back. More retirement stories from Intentional Living.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
First of all, the thing we have to do is change our belief that life is supposed to be fair. It's not fair. I do a little Intentional Living Minute that goes on Facebook every day. I work with Gino and with Derek and Taylor and others, and we put that on. So we can see in real time how many people are viewing different topics. And what's interesting, one of the top three topics we've had in the last 6 months was on this topic. In fact, it was just last week. I asked the question, what's one thing your child needs to learn before they leave home? And the answer is that life is not fair. Teach them life isn't fair. And when they give you that thing that life is fair, or why aren't you treating me fairly, or that's not fair, if you start to treat them fairly, they're not going to like it. You want to be treated like your younger brother and sister? See? No, you don't want to be treated like that. I want to be treated like this. And so to be able to understand that we need to get that out of our heads, to tell ourselves the truth, that life is not fair.
You know, that'd be an interesting conversation someday about life. Is it fair? It's not, obviously. And yet it seems like most of us, are you ready? Most of us behave as though it's supposed to be. And it's just not.
And as Christians, how do you handle that? What's the biblical, you know, approach to this on fairness in life? That's the teaching this month for members. It's called When Life Isn't Fair. It's on CD. It'll be coming your way to members who've requested it each month. If you've signed up as a member and you receive it, signed up to receive it, it'll come every month automatically. If you're not, come and join us today. We really could use your help. We're going to make a difference in lives of people, and you're part of it, and you get the benefit as well from the teaching every month. Just go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. When you share your best gift with the ministry and you request that, we'll send that to you this month, okay? Just go to theintentionallife.com. Two things. It helps you, and in the process, you're helping others.
Got your message that you would like us to share the different things that we're doing in our life due to listening to your radio station. Our house payment was taking up a majority of our income, and we were not able to tithe and make our house payment. We recently have made the decision to go ahead and let the house go, to sell it. We've taken a huge financial loss, but it's become very important to us to financially put into the kingdom. We want to be tithing, and we want to be supporting your ministry on the radio, and it's time for Christians to step up, start funding and making life decisions so that the future of Christianity to the next generations can be carried through. And we need things like the radio station and ministries. Put our money where things are important. So I just thank you so much for that, because I've never felt so good about my money. And I actually feel better about downsizing. My heart is fuller than it ever was in the bigger house. So thank you for letting me have the opportunity to learn that. God bless this ministry and you.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us on our comment line. That was a bold move. Sometimes you take bold moves. You got reasons. You've got a goal. Got a why in life. You know what direction you're headed, what's important to you. Taking a bold move. That's intentional living. Okay, Mike is in Michigan. Mike, welcome to the program.
Hey, Dr. Andy.
Appreciate it. Are you retired, my friend?
No, I'm 49.
Okay.
I'm married. I have a couple children.
Uh-huh. So what do you think about these retirement, the future? What do you think about retirement?
Well, I have a lot of questions, but my comment or my kind of right thing that my wife and I are working on together is just really being focused on living on what we earn, and really trying to decipher between the wants and the needs.
Yeah. That's a hard thing, because we so often think that a need is, or a want is a need, you know, and many times it's not. So do you have a plan? Do you work on, I mean, we teach 10-10-80, tithing, saving at least 10%. Do you have a plan for the future as far as saving?
Well, we are blessed in that we have good jobs, and so we are able to save, but we are working with our girls and have been for a variety of years, actually, just by listening to your programs and things and trying to follow 10-10-80 and with them as well, and getting them involved in saving and thinking about what that means, and then also being able to put our money toward things that we think are of value.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
So, community outreach, both with our funding and with our own involvement. I guess a concrete example of this for you might be is that we did a lot of investigation about making some home improvements and taking out a home equity loan. And we went through that whole process, and there was a fair amount of money involved. And we qualified for it. It wasn't a question of whether or not we could do it, but it came down to it. And my wife and I were just in prayer over it. And we just came to the conclusion that's really not what God would have us do.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're really trying to take that great big project and break it into some smaller pieces. And buy just maybe a few windows at a time for the house, not all of them.
Yeah.
And maybe not buy all the floor for the house, but buy a room at a time and buy it with cash. And we just have peace of mind.
Good for you.
And really trying to work toward not carrying debt.
It's good for you. Listen, the American way has been, unfortunately, I want it now and I'm going to pay for it now out of a credit card or whatever. And it adds up. And debt is just a... man, it's just like a thing around your neck. My wife and I, we've been married a long time, and, you know, we're at the age where, frankly, we wouldn't have to work. You know, I mean, I do this because I feel God calls us to do it. I mean, we could, quote, retire. I mean, my problem is if I retire, Donna's going to throw me out of the house when I if I'm being totally honest with you. That's why I go back to that one caller we had on, I think, another show where it was like 350-foot RV. I'm thinking, well, Donna and I are not in a 350-foot RV together. I mean, we love each other, but, you know, just she likes her space. Anyway, here's the deal. If you don't plan for it, and if you don't have an attitude that says, that's why we teach 10-10-80. If you put the plan in place and you're intentional in doing it, good plans will work, bottom line. You know, Crown Financial has a plan. Dave Ramsey has a plan. Our 10-10-80, they're all kind of different ways of looking at it. And but the bottom line is most people don't have a plan, or if they do, they don't follow it. Intentional living is taking whatever plan it is, if it's a good plan, and following it and doing it intentionally, like Mike says. Hey, listen, you plan for the future. What is 10-10-80? Tithing, biblical. It's all God's. We're giving back simply what is His. 10% at least saving. And it may be that you're older and you need to increase that. Some people, I know people say, hey, I don't do 10-10-80. I do, you know, 10-20-70. And then learning to live on the difference. Here's a reality. You take 80% of whatever you're living now, and you say, I couldn't live on that. Well, if that's what you had, you probably could. And I probably could. It's a decision that you make. And when you do that intentionally, you know, it makes a difference. Okay, Mike, thank you for your call. Live on what you make. And, you know, in fact, I say live on less than you make and do that over an extended period of time. And life is going to be better for you, in the financial area at least. Okay, this has been good. Thank you. I'd love to hear your comments on this. Maybe you have some thoughts, things that have worked you'd want to share with others who are coming up behind you. Let's remember to number our days, no matter what your plan is, because we want to have a heart after wisdom. We don't know how many days we have. We want to live every day intentionally in Christ. Thank you for your prayers for this ministry. Thanks for those of you who are supporting the ministry and standing with us here at Intentional Living. Thank you, Rob, for our putting all the work together. And Stephen, thank you for helping. And Stephen does a lot of background work and on this program helped us with some of the calls to make sure everything was taken care of properly. Appreciate it. And Sally, thank you for your work as well. And to my wife, Donna, I do love you and I would live happily ever after in a 350-foot RV. Okay? We'll see you next time.